It was May of 2006 when I encountered my personal unknown soldier and what an effect it had on my life and my thought processes throughout the global war on terror. I had been in Iraq for about 6 months and survived the normal, trivial inconveniences of war and felt like a rough, tough veteran until that morning. I was in Fallujah and was to attend a training session of some sort in the building that served as the chapel there. Arriving early, I accidentally entered into the facility during a memorial service for a Navy hospital corpsman who was assigned to a United States Marine Corps reconnaissance unit. Sitting in the shadows, off to the side of the ceremony, I listened as one by one combat-weary Marines expressed their respect, love, admiration, and sadness for this fallen warrior. I remember that all corpsmen serving with the Marines are volunteers, and they go directly into battle to treat the injured Marines, most of them acquiring the nickname that they used that day at Doc. Their training involved treating the serious injuries that Marines received in combat. One by one, these Marines filed to the front to share an anecdote or story about Doc. And the love was thick and sincere. The commanding officer went last, and his words were torture and impossible for me to bear. He talked of a fiancé back in the world, and of the plans that they had when he returned home from Iraq. He told of a large family of which my unknown soldier was the eldest child and the pride that they held for his sacrifice. He was 23 years old and he would be receiving a medal for bravery as well as his third Purple Heart. My unknown soldier had been wounded twice before. He had just been promoted to E4 and was kicking indoors with the Marines and treating their injuries when he lost his life. Does anybody besides me see the irony of such a young man giving so much prior to paying the ultimate sacrifice? Two Purple Hearts, and still in the thick of battle, which ultimately took his life. Racing in to treat two Marines that had been injured while going door to door looking for terrorists. What does his family do with three Purple Hearts and a medal for bravery? It is up to the rest of America to make those medals mean something to the family of this unknown soldier.